With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After issuing advance warnings to residents of southern Lebanon, Israel unleashed a series of airstrikes on Hezbollah targets. The BBC's Hugo Bashega.
The Israelis are saying that this is just the beginning, that they want to change the situation along the border. And the speculation has been that this could be the beginning of a wider offensive that could even include a ground invasion of southern Lebanon to create a so-called buffer zone along the border to push Hezbollah fighters away from the border and to allow the return of tens of thousands of residents who've been displaced from communities in northern Israel because of this conflict. So growing fears of an escalation here in this conflict, and obviously the possibility of a wider war.
Over the weekend, Hezbollah launched at least 150 rockets, missiles, and drones into northern Israel. The Mideast situation expected to top the agenda as the 79th session of the UN General Assembly convenes today in New York. The war in Ukraine is another pressing issue. Ukrainian President Zelensky currently visiting the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, one way or the other, former President Trump says this will be his final White House campaign.
Trump said he will not make a fourth consecutive run for the White House if he comes up short in this year's election. He told Cheryl Akeson's Full Measure program that he doesn't foresee another campaign and that this year's run will be it. The 78-year-old Trump would be 82 years old in 2028, a year older than President Biden is now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a congressional deal on a stopgap spending bill to keep the government in business for the next several months. It does not include a Republican proposal to require proof of citizenship in order to vote. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 7 points. NASDAQ futures 27 points higher. This is SRN News. Over the weekend, about 6,000 fans of the Christian television series The Chosen traveled from all over the nation to Orlando, Florida, to meet with cast and the crew of the crowd-funded series. The event featured workshops, speeches, and previews of the upcoming season. Executive producer Ryan Swanson tells SRN News that ChosenCon 2024 was a chance to give something back to the show's loyal audience.
This week is a celebration of the fans because we can't do without them, much more so than other shows that might say, we're out here for the fans or, you know, an event like this. We are in a symbiotic relationship with our fans where they allow us to continue doing with what we're doing. So any opportunity we can to share with an audience what the Bible makes us feel is something that we'll seize on, and that's where we've dedicated our lives as filmmakers to.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from actual fans with their on-site reaction to this weekend's big ChosenCon 2024. This is SRN News. U.S. jury convicts a Mexican man of involvement in the violent family business.
The son of a Mexican drug cartel leader has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations. Federal jury in Washington has convicted Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Manchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the U.S. in 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
They're still hunting for the gunman who killed 4 people, injured 17 others in a weekend shooting in a popular night spot in Birmingham, Alabama. Police say victims were caught in the crossfire during the shooting shortly after 11 Saturday night. More details at srnnews.com.